Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
NBA Commissioner Adam Silver reportedly is on a short list of candidates to replace Bob Iger as CEO of Disney. Who would be the best CEO to lead Disney into this new era?
It's going to be very controversial and thought-provoking. I like Adam Silver as a candidate, but I ultimately think if I was Disney, I will put in a $30 or $40 million a year salary and go and get Roger Goodell.
Apology rejected.
No, that you said 47 feet.
That's what it is. It is. I'll show you.
Go ahead. Think about 47 feet.
I'm trying
of snow,
to
man.
When I show it to you. All
right, 47.
Why y'all so funny? When
after
y'all
I showed him, but go ahead.
47 feet of snow is crazy.
That's a lot.
That's crazy.
It's a lot.
47
over
feet.
Over the winter, this winter.
Oh, that's a cumulative. I'm saying like 47 at one time.
Oh, but stop.
That's from, it's like the abominable. It's like the abominable snowman.
You think I'm not in one
state? You did make it seem like it was 47.
I'm saying over a winter. Like that's a lot for a winter, bro. That's ridiculous. It's a record amount, obviously, but that's a lot.
I mean,
feet?
Everybody tuned in from Chicago.
47 feet is never. In Chicago?
47 inches.
Damn, Ryan. That'd be sweeping that shit up.
47 feet of
over the accumulation of the winter, bro. I'm telling you.
All right. We'll research this.
Somebody Google
it. Sorry about that. Okay.
This is what we really do, y'all.
So, all right.
This is their normal everyday activity. Debate show. They like Skip and Shannon every day. But no, I would go get Roger Goodell because he, even though I don't personally like all of his antics and everything that he's done, I think he's done a great job of improving the profitability of the NFL. He's gotten the bodies in the seats. I don't like the thing that happened with the Kaepernick decision, but he's done a great job of fostering partnerships. And Disney needs someone who is a visionary, who have these corporate partnerships. I will go get one of the companies that helped design Apple stores. I believe it's Foster Design Company, and help map out the physical locations in Disney as well. Not only do they need that, they need someone to help with the product roadmap. So I think Adam Silver is amazing. But if I had to pick someone from that sports field who's, like, without a question of a doubt, been able to increase the value of an enterprise, Goodell, hands down, is who I would put my bid in for.
You know what? Those are the same reason I liked Adam Silver. When you talk about the profitability, if you look at the NBA contracts that have come since he's been, the TV deals I'm speaking of specifically, I think the $2 billion deal that they did, and I think they're up for renewal in the next 2 or 3 years. Those TV contracts are up. The profitability, the exposure of the game, the expansion of the game. Yes, David Stern initiated. Obviously, the international starts with the Dream Team, and we can see now when we're looking at some of the top players, they don't come from the United States. The exposure, the expansion into Africa, what they've done. Obviously, the global game has been tremendous. And then the product. We have, there's just so many stars and quality teams, right? Whereas before, I mean, we had a couple of years where it was just, all right, let's just skip the season. Let's hope Golden State and Cleveland make it to the finals. But I think he's done a great job in his tenure. I think he started in 2014. In his tenure, if you look at the ratings of the game, obviously you have LeBron James, you have Steph that are highlighting that. I think all those things point to extreme growth and sustainability. The John Morant situation doesn't help now when you're looking at a future star. But though, for all the reasons that you just said, I think that Adam Silver probably makes a better choice than Goodell.
I mean, my thing is Bob Iger just got back there, so why is he leaving now?
He's only a two.
And he's a succession plan. Yeah, he's only there for interim
to
period.
Help find the successor. That's what they brought him back for.
Yeah, and they don't have many good internal candidates because Disney's one of the few companies that is like half retail or commercial space mixed in with tech. So you can't, like, that's why I would even bring in Johnny Ive if they can find him and get him off of all those riches that he made off of Apple to help design the Disney Plus app. And then you need someone who is good at migrating a bunch of bodies into physical locations. So it's almost like two businesses in one. Like, imagine if, like, McDonald's still had McDonald's and also had, like, a gaming app. Like, the two different businesses all together that you're trying to run under one house. And I think leadership has lost its way a little bit. Now, the great side on the asset side is the commercial properties that they have, amazing. The profitability could be a lot better there. And that's one of the things is dragging their portfolio down. But the upside is the customers in Disney Plus. They need someone who is going to be able to get more content there that is a little bit more sticky. But the design experience could be a hell of a lot better. So. But Adam wouldn't be a bad one. But if I had to, like, if my life was on the line, I would pick him. But I, like, personally, like Adam.
His contract with the NBA expires in 2024. So, I mean, I guess that's why they bring him up as somebody who potentially could fit the bill. So that's interesting.
He's done a hell of a job marketing himself too.
I think that. So here's the thing, Apple. And Disney, I think they're similar as far as their luxury brands. That's how I look at Apple and Disney as far as luxury brands. Like, Earn Your Leisure is a luxury brand. It's a luxury media brand. Like, the way that we curate the content, the style, the fashion, the events, is done on a very luxurious and you know, art deco type of vibe. So I think it's important to have somebody that understands that. Adam Silver has done a tremendous job with the NBA. But I don't know if he has the style. No disrespect. You need somebody with the style and the swag to understand Disney. Disney is not just a regular company. Disney is iconic. Disney's like Nike. Like, when you think of Disney, you're thinking about Marvel. You're thinking about Disney World, Disneyland, the experiences. These are all things that have to be curated the right way. So I think maybe, you know, somebody from the luxury space.
Oh, if you say who I think you're going to say, I'm going to go crazy. Go ahead.
Who you think I'm going to say?
No, go ahead.
Nah, I wasn't going to say, anybody in particular. I just think somebody from the luxury space, whether it's in fashion, whether it's in luxury automobiles, different things of that nature. I think that might be a better fit for Disney to take them into the next era. Of Disney.
I agree. I won't say my first pick because I don't want to, you know, CNBC to take our take in the morning. Shout out to everybody, CNBC. But also Angela, who used to run Burberry, who then made her way to Apple. Go Google everyone, Angela, who ran Burberry for a few years and what she did for that company. She would be a good fit on that luxury side, for sure, to be able to help, especially like on the merchandising side, as like because Disney does invest a lot into their merchandise and the quality of it.
Like, you know, who
in the retail
who
space, she's like, a beast.
It'll never happen, of course. I'm like, in, of course, not even in the right, probably mental state to even. But let's say, like, if everything was fine,
say
with
it.
Him mentally and everything,
say it.
Kanye, you got it. Ye would be,
out of here.
Ye would take Disney to the next level.
I didn't want to say it because I don't. But if y'all say it, Frank, give us credit.
Yay. He said he's Walt Disney. He said that. He's like,
and put them Yeezys right in there too. I didn't want to say it, but boy.
Yay. Yay would be crazy at Disney. He go crazy at Disney.
Let's get him in the right space. Legendary.
Yeah.
Legendary. Yeah. I didn't want to say it.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
Amazing. If they put the Yeezy merch with Disney, what you think?
I mean, you put the Yeezy merch with anybody.
I mean, the thing with Ye is that he's never fit. Anything he's always put his hands on is Midas. He's Midas touch. He's literally the Midas touch. He's the Midas touch. Producing music, rapping, sneakers.
How about a music as a music? And
now you got all the production that you music need, exact. All the resources that you need.
That's a short run.
Who comes from under his tree? John Legend.
But they're not with him though. They're not.
But I'm just saying yeah. Big Sean. Revitalized Pusha T's career. He had a great label run. His label run was great. He had a great label run.
Helped 2 Chainz a little bit. Yeah. He helped Chainz a little bit.
2 Chainz not a good music guy.
Nah, Good Music was a vibe. Good Music was a
good
great
music had
a great label.
They had Sean. They had John Legend for
John
the first
Legend.
Two.
He helped Common on that album.
Common brought back Common's career.
Common, he helped Common on that one album.
He was on Good Music.
No, he wasn't, but he did the album for Common.
All right, just take John
he
Legend.
He produced them, though.
John Legend,
yeah.
Big Sean, and Legend. Pusha T. That's a label right there. That's a hell of a label. That's not easy. You know how many people would never get that?
I'm trying to. I think John Legend, maybe the first album might have been Good Music. Maybe.
John Legend is Good Music.
I mean, they come on from his production.
It comes from his tree.
His production, yeah.
That's a hell of a label. That's a hell of a label.
And if we're going to be real, he, after Tip, we got to get Tip credit. But after Tip, Kanye grabbed Travis real early too.
And
Don Toliver,
singer,
like,
I'm forgetting her name right now. Tiana Taylor.
She put out the album. Well, he produced her album. She wasn't like, an artist though.
On Good Music. Good Music. I had some people.
Saha. Shout out to GLC. I know they not seen Ada. Shout out to Saha.
Shout out to Saha.
My graduates from my school being Forbes backdrop.
Bag drop.
A mic drop. Bag drop.
Bag drop.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.